I worked with them to that job. From that, the big drug boat come through here. After you got through that, they wanted to go to Houma. You understand? They start on Bar Terrebonne. Now, the drug and Bar Terrebonne going up to the Gulf, toward Leeville. That had to be drugged out. They had no more water there. I went over there with them. Worked all that until I got married. I worked for the government then. And I knew exactly how they got their orders. They gave her their orders. Come in to give it to you, just like come out and say, well, that's what you want. And the damn thing you can do, you just have to go down and fill that order, whatever it is. He said you're going to go down and you're going to put a stick over there and one over there. You go down and you work that spot. When you get through with that, you're going to go to the next spot over there and then do a little work over there just to kind of keep them bright. And that's what we need there now. New Orleans is in the same shape that we are today for water. The channel from way above Baton Rouge, and they don't know why they're going to put that sand. Just like down here, they got plenty of room to put that sand, but they don't want to put it on nobody's property. Because they figure it's going to be worth money to that fellow that owned the property. Somebody says, well, we can't do that. There ain't no place to put it. Put it on a barge and maybe pump it and bring it way out down on in the Gulf somewhere and throw it out. It costs 10 times more than it is worth to pump it there. And we need drugs in there. We need it bad. I guarantee you, we need it very bad. And need somebody to go down and stake it out. Whatever your sand is, it, you want somebody to go down and say, if you got 30 foot of water over there, and you only got 5 foot of water here, how you gonna get all that water to pass over the top here? When you go over that hill down there, it takes so much water to go over the top of that. When you go over the top of that, you got 6 foot of water coming over here, you're gonna have water on the bank. You can't pass.
What were the roads like here when you were coming up?
Huh?
What were the roads like here when you were coming up?
They had no road. We had no road. We had a, what you call them, along the bar. Had to follow the bar all the way around. You come from Bar Lake where we was over there. There was no shells, there was nothing on the road, nobody worked the road. Come around in there and we had no ferry boat. We had no bridge. You understand? For a long time, you couldn't come to Morgan City when I get a horse and buggy. Until later years, I must have been about 10, 12 years old before I ever seen where one man got some lumber from one man mill over there and built a little flatboat, you know, for people to cross. Right by there. But you could cross a horse on there in a little wagon, not too much. And you had to pull it across with the oars, big oars, you know. Two men, one on each side of you. That you couldn't cross if you had any wind. Pull that thing across by with the oar, you know, pulling with the oar, come across. And on this side is the same thing. You had to follow the bar by a barrel over there, follow along the bar. All this part you had was cultivation and everything, you had no road in it. Follow along the edge of the bar, all the way along.
And then after that, what'd you get?
Berwick, all that place. You had to follow all that. It's nothing but muddy road.
After that, what'd you get?